Chapter 3. Call Number 3. The Wolves of Wall Street. The silent seconds chugged by excruciatingly, until there was a strange, soft, brusque gasping sound across the line. "Are you..." Stiles began, narrowing his eyes in disbelief. "Are you laughing at me?" Another curt noise, not unlike a hiccup, trickled through the phone. With a weak voice, Derek managed to say,
"Not."
"You are."
"Not."
"You totally are." Stiles rubbed a hand over his red, glowing face. "Just let me know when you're capable of speech." Derek tried clearing his throat, but it didn't work all that well. His throat clear turned into a cough, which turned into a weird snorting noise. Stiles huffed. "Okay, come on. Pull it together, champ."
"I'm... I'm good. And I wasn't laughing at you."
"Yeah, sure."
"I swear to God."
"Sure. Uh-huh."
"Anyway..."
Derek started, coughing briskly one last time for good measure.
"So, you haven't had, illicit relations with Peter?"
Stiles flushed even further. "No, I haven't." "And Jesus, do you have to say it like you're a politician or something?"
"He's my uncle, Stiles,"
Derek said, voice flat and finally serious.
"I'd rather not talk about it at all."
"Oh, yeah, right." His foot was falling asleep, so Stiles shifted slightly on the bed. "Then, what did you want to talk to me about?"
"Well, Peter, for one."
"But you don't want to talk about Peter."
"Right."
"But you do."
"I don't,"
Derek growled out. He was grumpy again. They were back in familiar territory.
"I just need to say one thing. Stay away from him."
"What?" Stiles shifted again, restless. "Why? Is it just because he's family? But I still don't think that's any of your..." "Wait." Pause. "Have you spoken to him since we last saw each other?" Suddenly, Stiles' heart was practically vibrating in his chest. Had Peter told Derek the truth? Was the jig finally up? Did Derek know Stiles wasn't a hooker and was still laughing at him, talking to him, existing in Stiles' life in general?
"Peter lies like he breathes, Stiles,"
Derek replied.
"I don't listen to anything he says."
For some reason, Stiles' chest dropped. He just mumbled in reply, "Oh."
"And that's why you should stay away from him,"
Derek went on.
"You mentioned that time in the bar. You mentioned that your older male client had never been with another man before. Even that was a huge fucking lie."
Stiles wasn't sure why, but he didn't much care about what Derek was saying. He also wasn't sure why a huge, gaping, metaphorical hole had popped up in the general vicinity of his sternum, but he didn't think he wanted to understand that one. Derek went on.
"Unless that client was a different client, in which case, maybe it wasn't a lie. But Peter's still..."
"I don't care about Peter, or his character," Stiles interrupted, that strange hollowness in his chest making him candid. "Let's talk about something else."
"All right,"
Derek said, sounding dejected. "No, no, shit." Stiles pursed his mouth, looking around the room frantically, and finished it off with a heavy sigh. What I mean is, you don't need to worry about it. And, thanks for worrying, I guess. But we didn't even sleep together in the first place. So now let's talk about something else."
Okay,
Derek replied. He sounded a lot more at ease this time.
Wait, if you didn't sleep with him, why was he handing you an envelope?
Stiles yelped an uneasy, slightly hysterical laugh. You really want to know?
Peter said.
Derek scoffed. Stiles imagined he was rolling his eyes in disgust.
He said you walked his dog for him.
Stiles' laughter went from slightly hysterical to full-on unhinged. Derek spoke over him.
Don't listen to anything he says, Stiles. He's such an asshole. For fuck's sake, a fucking dog walker?
Would Stiles ever stop laughing? Would that feeling in his chest erupt from his ribcage and swallow this entire worthless world whole? These were the real questions. I'm a dog walker, Derek. Stiles gasped out through the tail end of his laughing spree.
Very funny, Stiles. I'm in stitches.
What's so funny? I could do that, Stiles said, using a joking tone to cover his nerves. I could walk people's dogs. Derek replied gruffly.
Yeah, and so could a fucking monkey.
Stiles' laughter died out into silence.
Anyway, that, second thing I wanted to talk to you about.
But Stiles stopped listening, because another gut-punching roll of anxiety was sweeping through his veins. Handsome, rich, not-so-grumpy Derek was on the phone with him. Derek refused to believe he was anything other than an extremely expensive hooker. Derek, who had veritable piles of emotional baggage, Louis Vuitton, most likely, was giving Stiles the time of day precisely because Stiles' time could be bought or dismissed just as easily as a snap of the fingers. And unlike a bitter, violent ex, he'd never betray or threaten the man who paid his fees. That was it. That was the crux of why they were even talking to one another at all.
Stiles?
Huh? Yeah?
Are you even listening to me?
Stiles swallowed. He squirmed again, tucking his legs back under himself. I'm on my cell. It got cut off a bit. Another blatant lie, but what was another added to the pile?
Oh.
Derek said, seeming shy again. Why the fuck he ever got shy, Stiles couldn't figure out.
Well, I said I wanted to see you again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Stiles' door was half open. At the edge of the empty doorframe, he spotted the tiniest sliver of dark, wavy, floppy hair. Well, Derek. The sliver of dark hair turned into Scott's exposed forehead and raised, disappointed, disbelieving brows. Again, I don't know if that's a good idea. The brows receded slightly. Derek sighed, but it was sharp and huffy, not submissive.
You've said that once already, but seeing you before with Peter and thinking about you with other people, I just thought...
Oh my god, oh my fucking god, bitch, don't do it!
I thought it was a sign. It doesn't have to be like that.
Stiles' breathing stopped. His eyes bulged a bit. It doesn't... There was a beat of silence. Then...
Could we... Do you think we could work out a deal for exclusivity?
Stiles held the phone slightly away as that terrified closed-mouth humming noise emanated from his chest again. He should really get that checked out sometime. But Derek wasn't done.
Maybe... What about $5,000 a week? Would that be enough?
Stiles held the phone far, far away as he almost barfed a lung and repeated, nearly silent and dumbfounded, 5,000 a fucking week. Scott's entire shocked, puppy-eyed face emerged from the side of the open doorway.
Hello? Styles? Is the phone cutting out again?
How can this guy be real? Styles thought, and brought the phone back to say, yeah, no, I'm here. It's just, this is all very sudden. Derek sighed, this time in relief.
Yeah, I know. Let's meet in person, to talk more. Maybe in a few days, so you can think about it. It doesn't have to be anything special, just a casual dinner.
No, Scott mouthed at him. He didn't even truly know what he was encouraging, but he was very fervent about it. No, say no. Sure. In the open doorway, Scott started waving his arms and silently cussing.
Great. How about Friday?
They made plans for dinner. Derek told him the directions for accessing the restaurant, which included a secret password, a dress code, and discreet identification, because it was so exclusive that it wasn't even listed in public records. I don't think that's even legal, Styles mumbled. Derek gently laughed at him. Styles, being concerned about the legality of things.
I look forward to seeing you again,
Derek said, and Styles swore he could hear the blush. Okay, he muttered back dumbly. Styles hung up. He looked Scott square in the eye, right where he was poised and glowering in the doorway. Then they both sprung into action at the same time. But somehow, possibly through the power of sheer adrenaline, Styles was faster. He pinned Scott to the floor as he tried to squirm away, crawling towards where his phone was perched on the nearby coffee table. I'm calling your dad, Scott gasped out, struggling. Like fuck you are. Styles turned his hand into a pointy, jabby weapon, dug sharply into Scott's ribs, and scrambled over to the coffee table while he was incapacitated, narrowly avoiding Scott's breathless and frantic grab for his ankle. Styles, wait! Styles snatched up the phone. When Scott tried to get up, Styles hovered it threateningly over a nearby glass of water. Styles, I just want what's best for you. I decide that, Styles snapped out. His clutch on Scott's phone was a little shaky. Luckily, Styles could literally buy him a new one if he slipped up. Maybe $5,000 a week is what's best for me. Scott called his bluff and slowly began to hoist himself up. If it sounds too good to be true. The check didn't bounce before, Styles rushed out. He's fun, okay? He's fun and cute and good in bed and not violent. And yeah, maybe he's a fucking idiot, but he could be my idiot. You want to date him? Yeah. So date him, Scott said, running a hand through his hair in frustration. Just date him, for free. Styles stared at him for a few seconds. Scott stared back, eyebrows raised as high as they could possibly go. It's not that simple. Oh my God, yes it is! Scott flung out an irritated hand and turned away, seeming to head for Styles' bedroom, where his phone was still laying where he'd dropped it on the comforter. Styles flailed from the couch and hurried to catch him around the arm. Scotty, please! When Scott was too determined, stomping forward anyway, Styles grabbed him in a full wrap around the waist. Scotty, my sunshine, my diamond in the rough, my cabbage patch kid! They tumbled to the floor again. Scott huffed, deeply. You're seriously asking me to just trust you on this? Yes. You're asking me to trust you to handle prostitution, which could put you in jail, or the hospital, or dead, not to mention make you lose all your scholarships. Yes. even though your dad would murder both of us. Let me meet with Derek, Stiles said, begged. We have a dinner date. Just let me talk with him. I'll come clean, I promise. Scott scoffed. Then he huffed. Finally, he sighed. Fine. Scotty, my precious pearl, my sweet and spicy enchilada. But if you don't tell him the truth, I will go tattling to your dad. Got it? Stiles nodded his head against Scott's ribs. I got it. I promise. I'll get everything out in the open and under control. Of course, Stiles' promises were only about 50-50. But this time, he meant it. Stiles took back everything he ever fucking said. He'd gone to meet Derek for dinner. When he'd told Lydia about their plans, she'd screamed and insisted on dressing him again. Stiles was pretty sure she'd mugged and stripped a male model in the back of some seedy club somewhere because she'd miraculously drummed up a trendy suit and button-up number just for the occasion. So, once again, he'd gone to meet Derek, looking far better than he had any business looking. He'd obeyed all the instructions to access the restaurant. A silent two-man team of hosts/bouncers had met him outside an unmarked building in the financial district, taken him into a nondescript hallway, guided him into an elevator, and finally let him out into a sprawling, all-glass-walled penthouse dining room, which was lit by dozens of candles, sparkling crystals, and the consuming, permeating, ever-present glow of the city. Just a casual dinner, as Derek would say. And when Derek had first seen him, his eyes had lit up. A soft smile drifting onto his lips like Stiles was the rising sun after 50 years of darkness. He'd even stood up from the table, which was a little too big for them, but whatever. Derek was filthy rich. And his first words of the night had hovered the line between disbelief and awe. Stiles, you're here. Jesus fucking Christ. Stiles had thought, grinning not so brightly. I am in way too fucking deep. But he didn't even know. Not yet. As Derek crossed the small space between them, his phone chimed obnoxiously. But he didn't so much as glance at it, eyes plastered to every movement and curve of Stiles's form. Candlelight illuminated Derek's clear, orange-glinting eyes, and gentle hands took Stiles's wrists as Derek pressed a tender, reverent kiss to his lips. They must have shared breath for a solid 5 seconds before Derek remembered his manners, or perhaps his surroundings, and invited Stiles to sit down, even jerking the chair out for him before returning to his own seat in a rushed flurry. Thanks for coming, thanks for meeting with me. Stiles smiled, nodded, and averted his eyes nervously. One of his hands began to drum a quiet, automatic beat into the edge of the table. I know you probably have a bunch of things you'd rather be doing. Derek started, and Stiles just gawked and thought, What things? What on fucking earth would I rather be doing than having dinner in a place that looks like God's throne room? How much does just the chandelier over my head cost? What the fuck is that blue jewel in the middle of it? Is that a fucking sapphire? And is the table next to us literally eating a roast pheasant? How much does that cost? Wait, how come there are no prices on the menu? And this isn't even paper. Is this silk? A slab of upholstered silk with the letters fucking stitched on? Oh my god. If we were going to split the check, would I have to rip out one of my own fucking kidneys in order to afford it? I am not this rich. I am not even rich enough to look at this shit. How long is it going to take for one of the waitstaff to sniff out the filthy stench of working class? What am I even doing here?
But I'd be willing to discuss that further if you wanted something different. What do you think?
Stiles blinked. A blush crawled up his face as he glanced at their table, then the cooked-up pheasant, and finally the sapphire dangling over his head, all in quick and terrified succession.
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Derek's jaw dropped. But he didn't look angry. If anything, he was devastated.
Oh, he muttered, as if to say, so that's how it is.
No, Stiles responded, slapping both palms onto the table and nearly jostling the crafted ceramic worth more than his entire bloodline.
No, I wasn't bored or whatever. I was just...
There's a sapphire.
What?
A sapphire! Stiles stuck a pointer finger into the air. There's a freaking precious gem hovering over my head.
Derek gave him a look like Stiles was speaking in tongues.
That's not a sapphire, Stiles. It's an aquamarine.
Oh,
Stiles said. But unlike Derek's, this one was less devastated, more fucking excuse me then.
An aquamarine, of course. Well, that's much less impressive.
Is it?
No, it's not less impressive, Stiles hissed under his breath, right hand raised and clenching in a weird, giddy frustration. All this fancy crap. I'm not in my element, Derek. I don't normally eat surrounded by jewels.
Derek's eyes flitted between Stiles and the uncountable crystals, ridiculously chiseled face bent into a frown.
You don't?
Stiles just stared at him, wide-eyed. Derek's phone chimed yet again. He ignored it.
Maybe we really need to talk, Stiles mumbled. It was rude, but he leaned both elbows onto the table.
He needed full support in order to rub his temples as deeply as possible.
We should really, really talk. About a lot of things. So many that I honestly don't even know where to begin.
Persistently, Derek's phone started blasting. And with a noise like a growl, he accepted the call with a snap of the finger.
This better be life or fucking death,
Derek practically snarled. But whoever was on the other end only said one sentence before Derek's eyes widened. His face paled and he hung up without a word. He looked like he'd heard a banshee's shriek as he asked,
Stiles, I have to know right now. Are you here to reject me?
Restlessly, Stiles looked at Derek's phone, his face, the fucking aquamarine.
No?
Derek's eyes lightened, just barely.
You're not?
No, of course not. But Derek, we still have seriously a lot to talk about.
No time. Does this mean you're my boyfriend? Are you my boyfriend, Stiles?
Yes, I am. For a moment, Derek seemed to forget whatever was troubling him. His face opened up, his mouth dropped open, and a slight red crept into his cheeks.
You are? You really... You're okay with that?
Derek, what the fuck is going on?
You're really willing to be all mine? The regular 5,000 is enough?
Shut up about the fucking money! I literally don't care! Are we going to die? Is someone coming to kill you? Can I still duck out, or should I just, like, accept it?
But Derek was too distracted to answer. His gaze flashed towards the slowly rising elevator, which of course was mostly made of glass. Inside the lift car, two dark-haired women were flanked by the same host/bouncers
that Stiles had been led by before. A few of the waitstaff appeared to set two more places at the table. They were there and gone in a mere few seconds of practiced, perfectly executed movements.
"You'll do great. I'm sure you'll do great," Derek said suddenly.
He leaned across the table and offered a slightly sweaty palm. Stiles accepted his hand, lacing their fingers as he took in the new setup warily.
"I'll do great at what?"
"Just be yourself, and don't lie to them. They call them alpha wolves for a reason. They can tell when you lie, but I'm sure they'll love you."
"Who will love me?"
The elevator finally slid open, and the host/bouncers led their guests straight toward them, two sets of high heels clicking ominously on the marble floors. As they approached, Stiles caught the older woman's icy, unflinching gaze, and she grinned at him brightly.
"You must be Stiles, Derek's new boyfriend. It's so great to meet you. I'm his mother, Talia Hale."
Derek quickly squeezed Stiles' hand over the table, as if to say, "Don't run." But Stiles just smiled at the newcomers in a friendly, automatic, not-too-tight manner, and dug his fingernails viciously into the back of Derek's palm. "I am going to destroy you."
"The poor kid looks shocked,"
the younger woman said. She sat down diagonal from Stiles, next to Derek, and she was ludicrously beautiful.
"Derek, don't tell me you didn't even try to warn him."
"Of course I did,"
Derek replied, turning bright red and waving a dismissive hand.
"I already explained everything."
The woman smirked, expression shrewd and lethal.
"Liar."
Once they were neatly seated, the older lady offered a hand along the table.
"It really is wonderful to meet you, Stiles."
Stiles relinquished his grip on Derek in order to shake her hand politely. He hoped the slippery combination of their terrified palm sweat wasn't too obvious. The younger woman offered her hand next, and an informal greeting.
"I'm Laura, this geekwad's big sister."
Stiles nodded and continued to smile stiffly. He didn't trust himself to speak quite just yet.
"And to be fair to Derek," Talia said, "I swear to you, none of this was planned. Laura and I wanted to use our usual table for dinner tonight, and we're accustomed to just dropping in. So when we found out our table's already being used, and our little baby Derek has a date,
and with Stiles, who he just won't shut up about."
"Right, exactly. We thought, let's drop in, shall we?"
Talia winked.
"We couldn't resist seeing Derek's new amour."
"How lovely," Stiles thought. He tilted his head slowly, giving Derek his most unhinged, demon-possessed smile.
"How peachy fucking keen."
But even if Talia and Laura thought they were in perfect, picturesque boyfriend bliss, they couldn't possibly be unaware of how extremely early in the relationship it still was, and thus how off-color this impromptu meet-the-family dinner was. Meaning, they knew how shitty Derek's taste in dates was. They wanted to test Stiles' caliber, and, most likely, to frighten him away. But if he was anything, Stiles was stupidly stubborn and contrary in the face of a challenge. If he was expected to be Derek's cute, smitten new boyfriend, then so be it. He'd be the cutest goddamn boyfriend Derek's ever had. Within a moment, Stiles' smile rivaled even Talia's in sweetness.
"What a surprise,"
he said, letting out a light, self-depreciating chuckle under his breath.
"I admit I feel a little unprepared, but I guess I was going to meet both of you sooner rather than later. Right, Derek?"
Derek hesitated, possibly startled by Stiles' change of pace and easy stride.
Yeah, sure.
Styles just raised his brows at him mildly. Talia tisked at her son, flashing Styles an "isn't he ridiculous?" smile.
How mean, Derek. Of course we were going to meet you soon.
Styles almost missed it, but off to the side, Laura rolled her eyes. Styles could already tell she'd be a much more difficult opponent to handle than her mother. At least, in this particular instance. He probably didn't want to meet either of them in a stuck exchange or dark alley. And considering how Talia proceeded to order dinner for all of them, including Styles, and dismissed a bowing, fumbling waiter with a mere glance of withering dominance, Styles assumed he never wanted to anger her in the slightest.
So Styles, Laura piped up, tell us, because Derek won't. What is it that you actually do? How did the two of you even meet?
Derek rushed out. I haven't told you because it's still early, Laura. You always do this. Pushing for answers and nosing around where you're not wanted.
I'm a dog walker.
For one moment, the table was suspended in quiet.
And we met at a bar.
Styles added.
A dog walker,
Laura repeated. She only sounded mildly put out.
Really?
Yeah, Styles said, nodding. He flushed a little. I know it's not very, respectable or highbrow.
Nonsense,
Talia said over him.
But I have rich clients, if that helps.
Styles glanced at Derek and laughed shortly.
Ask Peter. I'm sure he'll tell you I'm the best damn dog walker in town.
That's so charming, Talia said, and ignored the obvious vivid flush on her son's face.
I can't believe Derek wouldn't tell us that. It's so quaint.
Backhanded compliment aside, Styles was confident he had Talia's approval well underhand. But Laura soldiered on.
Your suit's so nice. How did you get it?
Styles ignored her choice of words. How, not where. As in, how did a prole like yourself gain access to such finery? And why aren't you toiling in the wheat fields where you belong?
Honestly, I don't even know, Styles replied, good-humored. My friend, Lydia.
The redhead?
Derek asked, frowning.
Yeah, we ran into her together. I'm such a scatterbrained. I forgot to introduce you two formally,
but that's so like you to remember her anyway, Styles said, still grinning as he rested an affectionate hand on Derek's arm. As they interacted, both Laura and Talia blinked and tilted their heads oddly, just watching them. Their eyes were so eerily scrutinizing that Styles felt a chill crawl up his spine.
Anyway, Styles said, trying to get over that creepy crawly feeling. When I told her about our date tonight, she insisted on dressing me. So I don't know where or how she does the things she's capable of, but she's seriously a genius.
Aw, Derry, you've already met Styles' friends? Talia gushed. Why don't you let us know these things? We practically knocked down your door for updates.
That's exactly why, Derek replied, tone taut and falsely calm.
But Talia had obviously perfected ignoring her son's annoying, rude, or unacceptable behavior to an art form, because she carried on like he'd never even learned intelligent speech in the first place.
And you've met some of Derek's friends, I presume?
Yeah, I've met Erica.
And what did you think of her?
Oh my God, I thought she was great.
Isn't she? I adore that girl.
Oh yeah, he had Talia's approval in the damn bag. If he ever lost it, he might end up floating face down in East River, but whatever, details, details. Yet Laura's disapproval dragged on, getting bolder and more bald-faced by the minute. "I hope I'm not being too intrusive, Stiles, but aren't you a student?" Stiles nodded. "Yeah, I am." "And students these days have to deal with so many loans."
"Laura," Derek growled out warningly.
"Just curious. Had you ever heard of the Hale name and enterprises before you agreed to date my brother?"
"Laura."
She tossed a flippant hand up and sipped from her etched crystal glass, seeming utterly bored. "I'm just making conversation, Derek. I don't know why you're being so uptight." "If you're trying to imply that I'm a gold digger," Stiles drawled out, sipping at his own drink casually, "then you're not the first Hale to do so. When we met, Derek ordered me a drink with gold flakes in it. Then he flashed his leather-bound checkbook at me like I was a 2-bit floozy." Derek turned his glare on him, eyes sharp in betrayal.
"What? It's true," Stiles said, shrugging. The fact that he actually was a 2-bit floozy, notwithstanding.
Talia cackled in amusement. "I guess that means Derek's flirting skills haven't improved much since he was a teenager." Stiles smirked.
"Don't tell me he's always pulled crap like that."
"Worse. He bought his high school crush Paige a real live pony."
"Mom."
"Hush, Derry, we're bonding." After being evaded so easily, Laura's disposition quickly turned to match her brother's exasperation. Her glower was sharp and her lips were pursed as she set her glass down with a heavy clink. "Stiles, answer yes or no. Would you ever accept a bribe in exchange for Hale family secrets?" Derek smacked his hand on the table.
"Laura, shut up."
"No, you shut up. You have shit taste, Derek. You can't expect me to just sit by while another snake squirms its way into your life. Both of you, stop it this instant." The moment Talia had spoken, both her children closed their mouths with audible clacks, and Stiles could have sworn he saw the older woman's eyes flash red. When she continued, Talia's voice was heavy and terrifying. "Now, I am trying to get to know this adorable boy. If neither of you will be pleasant and behave yourselves, I will dismiss you, and Stiles and I will speak in peace. Do you understand?" Derek nodded his assent pretty much immediately. His sister, however, crossed her arms and pouted, looking off into the distance as though searching for the conveniently missing waiter.
"Laura,"
Talia said, tone dripping with deadly impatience,
"do you understand?"
Laura sniffed.
"Yes, Mama."
"Good. Now apologize to Stiles."
"Mom, now."
Laura looked as though she'd rather roll in the sewer, but she sucked it up anyway, glancing at Stiles like he was the crocodile living in the sewer.
"I apologize. Please excuse my rudeness."
"Hey, it's fine," Stiles replied, laughing to cover his nerves. "Derek told me about some of his exes. That's got to be enough to cause some trust issues."
"Yes, for Derek," Talia cut in. She raised a single, displeased eyebrow at her daughter. "I don't think his protective sister has that prerogative."
Laura's stance and crisscrossed arms remained firm, but there was the slightest bit of a flush growing across her cheeks.
"Well,"
Talia exclaimed, shirking her displeasure as easily as a fur coat,
"after all this fuss, I think I'd like a drink. Stiles, do you like wine?"
Stiles's taste in alcohol was basically yes, so he nodded and shrugged noncommittally. He hoped she didn't ask further questions. He was still only 20. But Talia's expression turned sunny and delighted.
"Then I'll order a bottle for the table,"
She did. They drank it. They ate their dinner, which, not so surprisingly, was pheasant. Overall, Stiles thought he did pretty well.
"You were amazing,"
Derek told him, taking Stiles' face in both hands. They were standing outside the restaurant together, shrouded in the dim everglow of the skyscrapers and light-polluted cloud cover. The restaurant was, by loose definition, in the middle of nowhere. Outside of office hours, the streets nearby were only sparsely populated with pedestrians and the occasional passing taxi or town car. From where they stood, it was likely a solid 10-minute walk to the nearest station. Derek's family had already left by chauffeur of their own, so the pair of them were quite well isolated, or, more accurately, they were as alone as the city could offer. "Yeah?" Stiles asked, smiling and leaning his face into Derek's touch.
"Yeah,"
Derek replied. He pressed brief kisses to Stiles' forehead, both cheeks, and lastly his lips.
"I don't know how you did it, but you were perfect. Incredible. The kind of amazing that deserves a bonus."
Stiles leaned his entire body back and away. "Are you fucking serious?" he asked dryly.
"Yeah,"
Derek said, searching Stiles' face in gorgeous, focused confusion. Stiles sighed heavily.
"I don't want your money, Derek. I don't want any of it."
At first, Derek just watched him in silent thought. Then, his face opened into an expression of quiet, contemplative astonishment.
"Would you rather... should I get you presents instead?"
Stiles turned to look into a make-believe side camera.
"What should I buy for you? Is there a certain price expectation? Did you like that aquamarine chandelier?"
Stiles took one large step back, swiveled around, and started a steady walk towards the nearest station.
"Stiles, where are you going?"
"Home, Derek. I'm going home," he tossed over his shoulder.
"Why? I don't understand."
In sheer frustration, Stiles tilted his head to the sky and yelled, "I'm not a goddamn hooker!"
"What?"
"I'm not a hooker! I'm a dog walker!"
"What do you mean?"
"I mean I walk dogs!" As they spoke, Stiles kept moving forward, even stomping into intersections without even really looking. At this point, he'd welcome a brush with an unruly cabbie, as a totally in line with the rest of the fuckball that was his life. "I mean that I am not a hooker, Derek. All my clients, they are dog owners, because I walk dogs."
"But, Stiles..."
Derek reached for his hand. Stiles was walking briskly enough that he could only catch his wrist before tugging him to a quick stop.
"Stiles, just listen to me for a second. You are a hooker."
"But I'm not," Stiles grit out, avoiding Derek's stare in shame. "I lied to you, Derek. You offered me a fuckload of money. I eat ramen 5 days a week, and I'm probably one of the easiest, sleaziest people in this fucking city, because I just rolled with it."
"No, Stiles, you're not listening,"
Derek repeated. His grip tightened slightly.
"You are a hooker."
"No, seriously, I'm not."
"I offered you money for sex,"
Derek said slowly, like he was talking to a child.
"And you accepted money for sex. That makes you a hooker."
Stiles lifted one finger, opened his mouth, took a sharp breath, and let his hand drop. "Huh," he muttered. "That... I hadn't thought of it like that."
"You're a hooker,"
Derek said again, just to really drive the point home. "But I lied to you,"
How, exactly? Were you planning on returning the money?
Stiles' face locked in horror. You want it back?
No. I don't give a shit about the money, Stiles. You really think if I'm willing to drop thousands a week just to see your face, I give a fuck about some 4,003?
What?
It was... You wrote a check for 3,000. And there was that 600 in cash that I assumed was just, like, gratuity or something?
Derek tossed an impatient whatever hand up into the space between them.
See? I don't even remember how much it was.
Stiles leaned away from him again.
How much money do you have?
Doesn't matter. Derek huffed, which probably meant, I don't even know.
Point is, I thought you were a prostitute because you prostituted yourself. Sorry to burst your ridiculous, oblivious bubble.
After a second of stunned silence, Stiles snorted a short, mangled laugh.
Why are you acting all angry now?
Because you keep slipping away from me, Derek admitted, flushed and aggravated all at once. You roll in and out of my life like a sexy, infuriating rainstorm, and trying to keep you is like grabbing for the fucking clouds.
Stiles slipped a tight hand over his mouth and snorted.
Stop laughing at me.
I'm sorry. That was... You're so poetic.
Fucking Christ, Stiles, Derek grit out, but his annoyance was quickly turning into exhaustion.
Just, what do you want me to do? How can I stop you from leaving my life again?
You really want me? Stiles asked, barely letting the words leak from between his fingers.
I mean, all the time we were together, I acted a lot cooler and sexier than I really am. It was really quite the charade.
You can't fake sexy, Stiles.
Don't underestimate me. I can fake a lot of... Wait, this is the second time you've called me sexy. You really think I'm hot?
It was Derek's turn to lock eyes with a side camera.
I mean me, the real me, not hooker me.
You are...
Okay, I get it. I just thought you were, like, confused or something. I'm not exactly sex on a stick, okay? Unlike some people.
Can you just...
Derek rubbed his forehead in exasperation.
Keep focused for a second, and answer my original question.
But you hate liars, Stiles went on, avoiding Derek's gaze yet again. I'm not the most honest person, Derek. Even if I haven't much lied outright, I'm... Well, let's just say my morals aren't exactly screwed on right.
Uh-huh. Well then, do you have any more big reveals for me?
Derek asked dryly.
Are you in a cult, maybe? Do you worship pagan gods? Have you been looking for any human sacrifices lately?
Stiles blinked. No.
Wait, let me guess,
Derek went on, tone so dry it rivaled the Gobi.
You're the simple type, just looking to sell Hale family secrets to a satellite organization of the Russian Mafia.
Who the fuck do you normally date? Stiles asked, face scrunched in both discomfort and confusion. Because that's some next-level shit, Derek. Like, wow. I'm actually feeling kind of boring in comparison. All I am is poor.
Derek huffed sardonically. I'm pretty sure that's a dirty secret I can handle.
Oh, well, don't force yourself. Us blue-collar kids are used to a bit of dis...
Derek shut him up with a fierce, possessive kiss.
Well, well, if it isn't the prodigal son...
Hi, Dad.
Hey, kiddo. To what do I owe the honor?
Oh, come on. Can't a guy just want to hear from his beloved, venerable, highly esteemed father?
Uh-huh. You need money?
Ha! Nope.
Scott needs money.
No.
Then what is it?
I kind of met someone.
The end. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Three Phone Calls by Panda Bomb, read by Miss Tiggy. You can find this work and offer kudos and comments at archiveofourown.org/works/397-0090. Thanks.